Good afternoon, Shavuot Tov, my friends. We are in day 15, which is called The Psychology of Gossip. I began with a really well-known but worth repeating quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. And this is a very Jewish kind of approach, just trying as best as we can to stay away from talking too much about other people because it just leads often to negative language. I mentioned the three types of inappropriate speech in Judaism: rechilut, lashon hara, and motzi shemram. Rechilut refers to gossip and just going around and sharing private information. And it could involve, you know, something which is not negative. And of course, it could be true. So-and-so puts a lot of money on their home. There's nothing wrong with them doing that. It's not false information, but it's sharing information about other people. Lashon hara now gets into saying negative from the word hara, which is bad. Like bad information about other people, but it could be true. And a lot of people, we like to justify. We say, well, it's true, so it must be okay to share. And in Judaism, it does not matter whether it's true or not, because it's still damaging to another individual. The third and last category, which is the worst, is motzi shem ra, literally bringing out a bad name, which is, you know, defamation. And in Jewish law, defamation is actionable. It requires a defamer to pay a monetary fine, and can really destroy another person's reputation. But what's running through all of these inappropriate speech and behavior is this focus we have on other people's lives. And I asked in the chapter, and it's something to consider, why is it that it's so difficult to refrain from doing this? It's so juicy when we hear something negative about someone else, or maybe it could be true, and it feels even better if it's true, because then we can justify it, or we can say, well, you know, I can learn from this and somehow, but where do we really derive our own sense of self? Because if your sense of self is coming from the way you're feeling about other people, then it's going to always feel good to hear something negative or share something negative about someone else. It's like the same feeling I had when I was a kid and didn't do so well, maybe on a math test, I remember. I get back a bad grade, and then the kid sitting next to me gets a worse grade. All of a sudden, I'm feeling better. Why am I feeling better? I should only feel better if I improved and I did better on the next test. Why is it that this kid who did worse than me makes me feel better about my not so great grade? And the answer is because I'm drawing some of my own sense of self and feelings of self-worth from another person. And in Judaism, the ultimate goal is to derive your sense of self from God and from your own understanding of who you are in relation to Hashem. And this is something reflected in my new book, Please God, coming out this week. Very, very excited. The Jewish Experience, Discovering Jewish Thought and Practice. And in there, I have, by the way, the book launches this Wednesday night. You're welcome to come. Just check out the MG website for the information, 7 o'clock. But in the book, I mention the prayer that we say each and every morning, Elokai Nishama, Shenasata Bi, the pure soul, God, that you placed within me. That's where we're supposed to derive our sense of self from, that Hashem created us with awesome, incredible potential. And when we get closer to reaching our potential, then we feel better about ourselves. And when we go away from reaching our potential, it's just the opposite. And that's why a very strange passage in the Talmud compares somebody who speaks Lashon Hara to worshiping idols. It's like a little dramatic. And what does one thing have to do with the other? Because worshiping idols is basically getting yourself into some other foreign system, right? You're not evaluating yourself in relation to your potential vis-a-vis who you are, potentially based on the way God created you and how far you could go. You're doing it based on other foreign sources. And to be able to get ourselves to a place in life where we could truly feel good about things when we do good. And speaking ill of others, it not only harms the people about whom we're speaking, but it causes damage, of course, to the friends and others, but it also creates a full sense of growth within ourselves, within the speaker of Lashon Hara. It allows the gossiper to feel a little better without doing the hard work that's necessary to improve. And all of a sudden, we're feeling a little better, but we're not any better. We're actually worse because we pulled somebody else down to make ourselves a little better. Now, that's a little harsh to hear, and I'm trying to keep this positive and uplifting, this 40-day challenge, but it's worthwhile to consider why it feels so good to hear negative things about someone else. But the next time we're tempted to do so, to ask ourselves, is this really moving me up towards my potential? And is it worth it to feel good for a couple of minutes by saying something negative about someone else that's going to cast someone else in a negative light? I mentioned that this is the time on the calendar now to really improve, to go up, to be connected more to our fellow human being and to Hashem. And we're just as concerned with what comes out of our mouths as what comes in. Have a great day.